Hey guys, welcome to the Spilt Tea Podcast. Today we will be commemorating our mothers for Mother's Day, which is coming sooner and sooner.
Before we talk about our mothers, we'd like to promote our sponsor.
Franklin Steam Academy.
No, our sponsor is Huggies Diapers.
Oh, you're right. Huggies Diapers provides a really bad education, and the teachers don't let us be sponsored by children condoms.
Yeah, anyway, thank you Huggies Diapers for sponsoring us.
Today, on our podcast, we will be making love.
Giving love, not making.
To our mothers.
We love our mothers, but not that much.
What questions did you ask your mom?
I asked her, did you have a strong relationship with your family? She responded with yes. We're slowly falling apart with some family members, but it's okay in general.
My mom told me that she and her grandpa are my mom and my grandma are very close and still are today. I asked her what she could change about her past, and she said that she would rather have her whole family alive instead of her father deceased.
Wow. I asked my mom that same question, and she said, I wish I had more opportunities to learn, but it's too late, sadly. Our mothers had lots of obstacles along their journey to where they are today. Our moms want us to be happy and have better opportunities to learn.
I asked my mother if she knows where her brother is right now. And the story behind that is that they kind of split up after he started doing drugs and, like, doing illegal shit. I mean, crap. Anyway.
I asked my mom if she thought she had lots of opportunities to learn. She said she had lots of opportunities to learn, but she wasn't allowed to do the things she really wanted to do. Because women weren't supposed to do that stuff, apparently.
Yeah, I agree. They shouldn't. I mean, yeah, I agree. It was really hard for them to do that, and it still is now. I'm on 5 now, right? Anyway, my mom is very good. It was a very good mother. She doesn't like abuse me, which is pretty good in itself. But I asked her if she has any like tactics or secret tricks. Tips to so like that my brother and me would not be abused as a child and I have a bad childhood like she did. And she basically just said that she doesn't really know. She's always tried to be there and not be a bad mother.
Yeah, adding on to that, our moms want us to have opportunities to learn and have a happy life.
Indeed. I asked my mom if having children, my brother and I, like, scared her, like, if she was going to be a bad parent. I mean, she was like, I mean, I was pregnant, so yeah, like, I'd have to fucking, like, I mean, she was like, I'd have to eject 2 babies from my, anyway. she just doesn't know. She said, like, she said it would make it better, but, like, but yeah.
I asked my mom if she felt as if her voice wasn't valued when she gave suggestions. Sometimes she does. I'll continue. Sometimes she does feel that way. But yeah.
I asked my mom how Korea is different from America. I don't think she really took it seriously, but, like, she said there are a lot less smokers in America. And which is true, I think. For my experiences in Korea, whenever you walk across the street, you see, like, 10 smokers just on one block. It was crazy. It always smelled like smoke and, like, yeah.
I asked my mom what motivates her. She says that were her motivation to still work hard, because she wants us to have a good life, as said before.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening in on this episode of the Spilt Tea Podcast. It's probably the only episode we'll ever make, because this is, like, stupid.
These are cringy.
Yeah, it's really bad. And have a nice day.